When we think of things that produce air pollution, we think of things like cars and oil refineries. We don't necessarily think of the giant oven that bakes goldfish-shaped crackers, or the small cabinet shop on the edge of town, or the local organic coffee roaster. But anything that burns creates particle pollution. So any effort to reduce air pollution in a community has to address individual contributions from homes and vehicles, and the contributions of factories, big and small. In Governor Herbert's State of the State address earlier this year, he promised to do something about Utah's air pollution problem. A grant program for small businesses through the Utah Clean Air Partnership, known as UCARE, is the fulfillment of at least part of that promise. UCARE works with a lot of auto body paint shops and printers, but Cafe Ibis was their first request to help out a coffee roaster. Governor Herbert paid a rare visit to Logan this week with Ted Wilson, UCARE's director, to hand deliver the grant to Sally Sears, the roasting company's owner.
Cafe Ibis is in compliance with all the air quality requirements. But they're going to do more. This grant money of about $15,000 will help them on a $40,000 expenditure here of putting new afterburners in their coffee brewing equipment.
He means roasting equipment, of course. The governor and everyone else who attended the presentation of the grant money learned a lot about coffee roasting on a tour of the facility that followed.
Basically, we've got our two roasters here that the new afterburner is connected to. They both have cast iron drums. It's where the coffee
Brandon Despain runs the coffee roaster at Cafe Ibis.
And as the coffee is roasting, it actually starts producing smoke, especially towards the end of the roast. It gets drawn back through.
The afterburner is really a scrubber attached to the exhaust pipe of the coffee roasters. It's less of a filter and more of a superheated chamber where smoke and fine particles are further incinerated until there's hardly anything left to emit out the chimney. The afterburner was installed back in April, and Cafe Ibis paid for it outright. It's a custom job manufactured in Canada, the dream of Cafe Ibis's late owner, Randy Wirth. In what can only be described as a tragic coincidence, the $40,000 piece of equipment was delivered to Logan on April 11th, one day before Wirth was involved in a traffic accident that took his life a few days later. Wirth was an integral part of the daily business at Cafe Ibis. His wife and co-owner Sally Sears explains to the governor how every cup of Cafe Ibis coffee is her late husband's legacy.
He was a master cupper.
So you call him master?
Cuppers.
Cupper. Sounds like a wall of art.
That's the artisan part of coffee.
Yeah.
Randy Wirth champions sustainability in his business and throughout the community. There's currently no regulation limiting the emissions from coffee roasters in Utah, but Wirth and Sears thought of it as their personal responsibility to reduce their footprint as much as possible.
There are no requirements for shop roasters, but we need to be proactive because of the valley in which we live, that, you know, there's a problem with air pollution. We've always thought that it was important to respect the environment and look at social justice as a part of our coffee roasting.
Over the sound of the roasters, employee Brandon Despain also talks about his personal responsibility that motivates Cafe Ibis to consider their impact.
And before we ever were legally required to be doing this, we wanted to be there. Lead by example.
UCARE offers grants to small businesses who need help meeting air quality requirements or, like Cafe Ibis, want to go above and beyond to clean up the air. UCARE director Ted Wilson was on hand to encourage companies and communities to think outside the box and ask the state for assistance to creatively reduce emissions and increase efficiency. There's more information about the Air Assist Grant Program at UCARE.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in Logan.